It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
Yo, police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
Captain Radio here, inviting you to another episode of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
Well, Dan De Los Santos, we are definitely older, that's for sure. It's the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, number 70.
I know it. I'm just absolutely thrilled we made it to the 70th show. Folks, you know, couldn't have done it without you. And our listeners, you know, you're all over the globe. We've got people who have messaged us from in multiple countries. What's fascinating to me that they're deciding to get online and listen to the show. Today is a great show, and you know, we're backing it up from last month in regards to the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition. And we thought we'd give it a second show for the simple reason we have just 18 more days before the actual event, and a lot of things have actually transpired since we were on the air with you last time. We actually had at the Flying X, as a gracious host, by the way, educational project that was called Hot Tips. And so we had national competitors and judges come in and train and educate for free several of the competitors that want to come in and compete in this year's event. They learned how to build both exotic freestyle beards from Jacob Trost, and also they learned how to make homemade beards for women for the Whiskerina division. And we had a good crowd for that turnout. We just want to thank everybody for showing up. And today we've got some new news. And I've got a couple of guest speakers are going to be calling in today. John Freitas and both Jacob Trost will be calling in. John is one of our judges, one of our five national judges that will be coming to the competition this year, and he's going to be talking with us just a little bit about what it's like to come up and go to a competition. A lot of people don't, I think, realize that it's a much bigger thing than just a local town event. It's actually all over the country and actually all over the world.
I want to ask you that competition-wise, judging. You're not. What are you looking for as a judge? I don't know if you have been a judge, but what are the judges looking for, Dan?
Well, I'm glad you actually asked that, because I can't allow anybody locally to judge the competition because of favoritism.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, somebody knows somebody that has a beard or a mustache, and, it, you know, I'll get, you know, we'll get ribbed by that. So what we decided to do is reach out. And it's not like going out and getting a construction worker or a doctor. You try to find five national judges, beard and mustache judges from around the country that will come and show up to judge this thing. And I got to tell you, it's not easy. It's like looking for a needle in a stack of needles. But we do have five of them. Now, I see John is actually trying to message me.
The second time I've heard that expression, and I liked it even better then.
And so John is waiting for another one of our judges to show up with him, and that'll be Crystal. She is actually a professional judge and a professional competitor around the country as a whiskerina. So she's one of the amazing gals that that builds these things.
What qualifies one to be a professional judge?
Who's our guest here in the studio first?
Oh, we have Jim Rosensweet. And Jim and Lee Shoblum were the founders of this event, and we're going to get to talk about that. We got something really special for them that we're going to get to share with our radio listeners today a little bit later on in the show. But you asked me a question about what you look for, and what we're going to do is we're going to ask that question of John because he's going to be one of the judges, and so let's let him answer for himself when he calls in. He's just waiting for Crystal to call in. It sounds like they're going to try to call in together. So, you know, I guess, you know, Jim, I want to thank you for being in the studio today. You know, a couple of things that are going to happen, which is kind of exciting. We just got the news over the last 30 days. And one of those is that we've got a whole section of the walkway. I want to thank Russ Moscone from the Havasu Memorial Walkway Foundation. They have assigned us a section of the London Bridge, a walkway, for our event for life. And that's really saying something to all the bearded community out there in Lake Havasu and around the country, that when you now win first place in your division, your name goes in stone underneath the London Bridge for life. And I just can't tell you how that sounds to the people around the country. They're excited as heck. We've got competitors now signing up for this competition, and they're excited to come and compete.
Are they calling on this phone?
Well, they're supposed to be calling in on the call-in line you gave me.
I'll write down the number because I don't have the text line configured right now. So, go ahead. Sorry. It's 928-854-5687. Perfect. All right.
There you go.
Okay. And, again, this is a Havasu Pioneers radio show brought to you exclusively by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. I am the host of Speak Out, Paul Lavoie. That, of course, is the host of the Havasu Pioneers radio show, Dan De Los Santos. I don't think we got the introductions in. That's kind of why I'm repeating them right now.
No, go ahead.
And no, I just did. And okay. You're good to go. We'll have our guest call in. Yeah, the confusion always lies over two phone lines. So
Right. No, we understand. And so they simply had gotten another number, and we're waiting for John. John, if you get a chance, just call in on this number.
Right.
But there we go.
I was just going to comment. It's our 70th show. And the archives, if you want to listen, are at kntrtalk.com. Just look for Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. You can even find that on your phone. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Caller, you're live on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hey, John, this is Dan, and why don't you introduce yourself to everyone and let them know what you're going to be doing for us.
Well, my name's John Freitas. I'm out of Modesto, California. I represent the Modesto Beard and Mustache Coalition and Talking Beards the Club and affiliate with Mad Viking. Obviously, a lot of beard-related things, so I'm going to be coming up there this next weekend to do some judging for the beard competition.
Yeah, actually a couple weeks. Don't come too early. You got till October 18th. So,
weeks.
So yeah. So John is one of our judges, national judges for this year's competition. And so John, one of the questions that Paul Lavoie was asking us is, what do you look for when you're judging beards at a competition?
So that's a hard thing to narrow it down because of the different categories. It really depends on the category. So if there's something like a groomed category, you're looking for flyaways, the shape, you know, and like a general thing, everyone, you know, some people look at density, the color. There's a lot of different aspects to look at when you're judging the beards. And like I said, the different categories kind of give you different criteria to look for. You know, I'm not always a the length is better. So if it's like the long beards, it's not always about who's got the longer, it's just who's got the better all around that represents that category for the beard.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, for all our listeners out there, especially the spouses that are going to be trying to talk their husbands into being part of this competition this year, our hats are off to you and you got our full support. Just go register them online. Go to www.lbbmc.com and you can register them right online. And so, you know, one of the interesting things about judging this kind of a competition and the different categories that you have, the one thing I try to remind people, you do not need a big monster beard to compete, and they all feel so intimidated by that. And I've had to really make a point to explain to all our potential competitors that your beard can be 4 inches long and the guys with the 1 foot beards can't be in your category. You're in, and yep. I said, we have a ton of those guys, but we don't have is some of the shorter beards coming. And I said, you might just want to consider that. And next thing I know, they've registered. So to kill a myth, you don't need a 2 foot beard to compete in a beard mustache competition.
That is 100% correct. Because each category has its own criteria that you're going to fall under. And a lot of times when we're out and about on just any location and we see a bearded fella out there, we always talk to them. And sometimes they might have a short beard and they look at me like, well, I can't compete with that. And I got something like, we wouldn't be in the same category. Because mine, if I go in a length category, then I'm, you know, determined between that length category. And usually most people, it's like, oh, you know, I don't have much of a beard. It's real small. So that's a business beard. You know, keep it short and groomed. It looks good. You know, so there are a lot of different categories that everybody can fall under. And it does put a lot of, I guess, angst into people wanting to go out and do it because they're afraid of it. But there's nothing to be afraid of. It's all for a good cause. It's all for charity. That's why we try to spread the word as much as we can. And then Crystal, who's also on the line, she approaches a lot of the females and talks to them about whiskerinas and stuff like that too.
Well, and let's bring Crystal on. Crystal, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Crystal. I'm the president of the Modesto Beard and Mustache Coalition and a member of Talking Beards the Club. I've been running my club for the last 10 plus years, and I recently won the world championship for creative mustache.
And Crystal, you're going to be a judge this year for the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Contest, right?
Yes, I'm very excited.
And we're excited to have you come out for this, by the way. I want to make sure our listeners understand that these people are traveling at their expense to come from various locations around the country to be here for this competition here in Lake Havasu City to give us the best of their ability to judge the best beard and mustache and whiskerina. And so whiskerinas, you know, why don't you share a little bit about whiskerinas and that level of competition and where it's kind of gone around the country at this point, Crystal?
Yeah, so whiskerinas started as some of the girls, you know, and their men were competing on Saturday. And the girls wanted to join in, so they started competing at the pre-parties on Friday nights, and pretty soon it became almost bigger than the guys, and so they moved us on to the main stage on Saturdays, and we were able to start competing in our own categories. So one category's grown to two categories, sometimes it's grown to three or four categories. I've seen as many as six categories for the women for Worlds in Austin in 2017. You know, so we've really expanded what we can do and how we can, you know, use our own creativity to make beards and create things and have an outlet on our own that's not just for the guys to play at.
And, you know, I want to make sure that our listeners understand we're not, we're certainly not saying anything toward women who unfortunately or fortunately have facial hair, but what we're really talking about here is the amazing artistic creativity that women bring to the table making homemade beards. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. We do have several women in the community that have their own facial hair that's fabulous. And they actually compete in the men's categories. So that's pretty cool for them. I get a little beard envy sometimes. But that's why I get to create my own and compete with the other ladies and sometimes unbearded men who also want to be creative but maybe can't grow a beard. So the men are always welcome to join us on stage if they want to create a beard and go on stage with us. We welcome all genders on stage.
And we appreciate that. We didn't actually create that opportunity for the Lennon Bridge Beard Mustache Competition this year, but we'll certainly take that into consideration. I know that I have seen some amazing works of art that the women have put together over the years. Now, one story I've told over the years that is one of my favorite, and I talked about for the last 5 years, a woman that built a beer keg beard that actually tapped beer, and she tapped beer for the judges and won the darn thing, and I understand you know who that is.
I actually did not win. I got 8th in the world in Austin that year.
Oh, my gosh. You should have won.
Thank you. A beautiful girl named Alice won. She's from the UK. But, yes, I was able to make PBR is the love of my life. You know, sorry, John. I love PBR, so I decided to pay homage to Pabst Blue Ribbon on stage, and I made a working beer keg that poured beer, and at one point the MC tapped the keg and was drinking beer straight from the tap on stage. So that was pretty fun.
I gotta tell you, I hope you bring it with you. I just love that story, and to have you be one of the judges for this year's event is really an honor. So thank you, Crystal, and I think we're getting a lot of attention from around the country. People are paying attention to the event this year. It is a national event, and I'm pretty excited to be able to take it and offer it to competitors around the country and to have you folks, two of the 5 judges that will be with us this year. John Banks will be with us. And then we'll also have Antonio Restivo, who will hopefully, if we can get everything wrapped up with the city, got to get all the permits and everything, but we're striving to be able to have Antonio be able to blow a flame on stage for us again this year. He is the Guinness Book World Record holder for blowing a 26-foot flame from his lips, and I got to tell you, I've seen it. It is the most amazing thing you've ever seen, and I want to say felt in the audience because the heat will blow you away.
Wait, does he have a beard?
Yes, he has a beard.
He does it with a beard.
He does it with a beard.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Incredible.
Yes. So or do we need to take a break?
We can.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll take a quick break. And we're here with John and Crystal, 2 of our judges for the Lennon Bridge Beard and Mustache Contest, and with Jim Rosensweet, and we'll be right back.
All right, one of our Radio Central sponsors, Mojave Electric Cooperative, hosting tonight the National Night Out in Bullhead City, 5 p.m., Bullhead City Police parking lot. Happy 40th birthday. I promised somebody I would get that on the air for them. So it's a big deal. It's actually a very big deal. Meet your first responders and other important people in the community at National Night Out. Tonight starts at 5 p.m. All right, it's the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you exclusively by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Peace came upon me and then leaves me weak. So sleep, silent pain. A pin above my head.
All right, there's one for Marissa June out there on the front lines at my desk. So that's what she does during the show pretty much, watches the green room. And it's literally green, folks, so there you go. All right, Speak Out and the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by Just Meats, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Springberg Wealth Management, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, A&B Propane, and, of course, the Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, our exclusive Havasu Pioneers radio show. And, Dan, I'm not sure if you know this, but we broadcast from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink.
Wow.
Yes. Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. That's a real thing.
That sounds real dry.
A room sponsored by City Maytag. It sounds like there's no activity, like the Maytag repairman, right? We have guests on the phone?
Yeah, we do. Sure do. We've got John Freitas and we've got Crystal Davis. I got to tell you, these are two amazing judges that are going to be here on October 18th to judge the Lake Havasu Beard and Mustache Competition. And this will be the 54th anniversary of that event. And we also have in the studio with us today, Jim Rosensweet. And so, Jim, what was it like back in the day? I mean, these guys have really stepped up their game in the way of beard and mustache competitions. What was the criteria back then?
I had no idea how complicated this has become and how big it's become, to tell you the truth. It was just a loose bunch of guys, like I had said a couple weeks ago, that were going out for hunting season, and they all grew beards while they were out hunting and come back and sit around and have a beer and argue over who's got the best beard. And it evolved when it got real big the second year, and then the Chamber of Commerce took it over, and it's become what it is today, which I'm sitting here just amazed that there are professional beard contest judges. I had asked what it takes to become a professional judge. What's the credentials? I had no idea.
I'm learning that you need to be a competitor to really understand. I think John, would you say that's about right? Being a competitor helps you achieve the goal of being a judge at that point?
I mean, it definitely gives you more insight into each category and what they're looking and what to be looking for. But I've been to a few competitions where they've just brought people from the community in as well. Excuse me. And, it makes you a little tense when you see people that aren't, beard people up there, but everyone has their own criteria for when they're judging. Each category has its guidelines to it. But what they look for individually as a judge differs competition to competition, especially when it comes to, like, I do the freestyle beard, so it's all crazy loops, swoops, swirls, all kinds of weird stuff that we can do. And they have like a traditional style to it where everything's really symmetrical and, left side same as the right side. And it's a lot of work. I like to do more asymmetrical or do more three-dimensional stuff with my beard. To me, it's funner, but it's not always a hit with the judges. But, it's sometimes I get second place to a traditional, and it doesn't bother me at all, really, where I place on it. I have fun with the creations. I love seeing everybody else's creations because it's amazing. It's like, how many different ways can you style a beard and make it different? And the insight from like different guys in the community, how they style theirs and learn tips, and it's just amazing the stuff that they can come up with just the facial hair and hairspray.
Sometimes it comes down to how much pizzazz you put into the whole thing. Is it a whole costume? Is it a beard? Is it a whole experience that you're giving the audience? Sometimes that'll bump up their score over somebody who just comes up and shows me their good beard. Yeah, it's a great beard, but I like a guy who's going to give me the showmanship, too. Sometimes it comes down to the showmanship.
Like the song and dance, or what are we talking about?
I mean, it depends. It depends on what you want to do for me there, dear.
Wow.
Jimmy,
wow.
You had a question.
Could one of you give me a quick history of professional beard judging? How long has this been in existence? Where did it start?
So the best history I could say is probably about, well, I know up in Petaluma, we've had our competition for almost 64 years. But there's been beard competitions, I think, all over the world for hundreds of years. I even found one here in Modesto that was 70 plus years ago for their centennial competition or celebration.
Go ahead.
I think bearding as it is now, as the kind of more commercial side of it, we've developed more of standards of what we expect to see, what we want to see. In just the last 20 years, that's when I feel like bearding's really taken off. I know 10, 11 years ago when I started bearding, I saw the TV show Whisker Wars, and that's how I started looking into it. But before me, you know, Sacramento had already had their club for a few years. And some of the guys in my club even had competed at the first world in Portland, Oregon in the early 2000s. So it's judging. I feel like we've developed a standard over the last 10 years that's more across the board, because everything was so all over the place. And you'd go to one competition on the East Coast and be judged completely different than you are on the West Coast, and you really weren't sure what to present. A lot of times judging comes down to who the judges are. You know, you start to compete a lot, you get to know the judges, you get to know the people, you know what they're looking for. I have fully changed up a beard because I saw the judges panel and I was like, oh, they aren't gonna like this. And I completely changed my entire concept because I knew that I wouldn't score well with the judges because I know their personality.
Man, I got to tell you, that is really insightful. I was really amazed at that. You've got somebody that's been doing it for 64 years in Petaluma and 70 years in other locations. I guess we're kind of the new kid on the block at 54 years, Jim. But it's exciting. And needless to say, I'm thrilled to have you guys coming. And we're going to let you go for the moment because we've got Jacob Trost calling in here in just a moment. But I can't thank you enough for both being on the show today with us and sharing that. And I think if anybody has any questions for either John or Crystal, you know, jump on the Havasu Pioneers page or the Lake Havasu Boat Patrol page, and you'll find their contact information.
Perfect.
Yep. They can also message us on the Facebook at the Modesto Beard Mustache Coalition.
Excellent. Thank you. And so, thanks again, guys. John, thank you so much for being on with us today. And we're going to have Jacob Trost, who will be calling in here any moment. And so I want to make sure that everybody understands, while it is only $35 to compete, all the proceeds this year from the competitors' fees goes to the Kids on the Colorado River educational program that's going to support over 900 local 7th and 8th grade students.
Dan, I was going to ask, I was going to cut in and ask about, has this ever been televised anywhere? Not this event, but a beard and mustache competition. He's calling in on the other line again.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead and put this number. But I was curious, or maybe Jim can answer that. Have you ever heard, like, ESPN 8, right? The Ocho is what comes to mind as something like this. No, that's a real thing now.
I've never heard of it being. It would be ideal for TV.
Right. I mean, now you have hot dog eating contests, right? Or whatever they call that now.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it is when Joey Chestnut does it. But anyway, I mean, who could eat?
Good idea.
70 hot dogs with the bread, right? But no, I'm just saying, it would be hard to cover on the radio, obviously, but. We're like doing soccer on the radio.
Somebody in town, the high school has the equipment. Somebody in town could put it online very easily.
But how I thought of that was Modesto has its own beard and mustache, group, society, whatever she called it.
There's actually several organizations around the country, clubs. I'm hoping that we can get a club started here. We have enough beards. By the way, there's thousands of beards here in Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
For sure.
And we are going to bring on our next guest speaker. We've got with us Jacob Trost. Am I saying that right, Jacob? Is it Trost or Trost?
Trost.
Okay, wonderful. And so, Jacob, you just did an amazing job at the Flying X here a couple weekends ago with Emily Diver. And, you know, having the opportunity to have professionals come to our community and teach how to make an amazing freestyle beard. I got to tell you, I saw it. I was there. We filmed some of it. That is really a talent. I was so taken by the expertise and the meticulous effort that you put into designing that gentleman's beard as an example for everyone to see that day.
Thank you. It definitely takes time and definitely a lot of imagination to figure out stuff. But when I did teach a class, it seemed like, you know, everyone was getting a hold of it, and it was definitely a fun time. I had a great time doing that.
You know, I've seen you at our competitions competing, and, you know, we asked five judges to come this year, folks, and because the competition has grown and turned into what it is today with an opportunity to have your name in stone underneath the bridge for life, all five judges said, no, I'm sorry, we want to compete. You're going to have to find five more judges. So, fortunately, Jacob helped us find a couple of really great fill-ins for on the national level to be here to judge the event. So, Jacob, you've traveled and done this for a while. You've been a judge. You've been a competitor. What's it like to travel around to these different cities and compete?
Well, each one of them is their own experience. Some of them will have a theme. Some of them will be just straight competition. But each one of them, they're all for charities, and it's a really good time at each one of them. Like I said, everyone is a different experience, but everyone that's there is part of it's a giant community of loving people, and no one ever feels out of place. You never feel out of place at a comp.
That's fantastic. And so how does Lake Havasu rate, you know, as a competition?
It rates pretty high, at least in my book. I've been coming to these comps for 3-4 years now, I believe. And every time it's been just a great time. I enjoy seeing everybody there. It's been growing every single year. It's growing and growing and growing, and this year looks to be like the biggest one you've had yet, and I just can't wait to see it.
This sounds like Jacob, this is Paul Lavoie, by the way. This sounds like a hobby for a lot of people, that they might follow these competitions around the country. Does that happen?
Yes, it does. We go all around the country. There's competitions all over this country, other countries. The world competition next time is going to be in Blackpool, England. So, I mean, they're all over the world. And there's a way to follow them, follow the competitions that are more nationally known on thebeardcalendar.com that lists all the competitions. It's even got the Lake Havasu one on it. It has for the past few years. And people follow them around, go to different competitions. And like you said, it's kind of a hobby for a lot of people. And I can't really think of something else to say for that.
It's not really, is it revenue generating for them?
No, it's all
I didn't
charity
think so.
Based.
Right, it's all charity.
No, this is all the events that I've ever heard of are all charity-based, which is why it's so important that everybody understand that coming to this, and I want to, just before we go to break, I want to remind everyone in our community, this event is historical, but more importantly, it was created, and it is a free event, so that the community can bring the family. It is a family-oriented event, and you can bring the family for free. Bring your lawn chairs down, come down, and root for your favorite contestant.
You have an MC chosen this year?
I do, but we're going to mention his name as soon as we come back.
I don't think he has a beard, though.
No, he doesn't, but we'll put one on him. We'll put one on him. So we're here with Jim Rosensweet and Jacob Trost, and we'll be right back talking about the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition.
All right. Perfect. And the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you in part by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. my favorite band with the drummer whose name is Frank Beard, who's clean shaven.
How perfect.
Oh, he might have a mustache, but no beard. But the other two guys had beards. One of them, rest his soul, not with us anymore. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. It's the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, episode number 70. Something you don't find in radio too much behind the scenes anyway, right? Sharp-dressed men.
Right, yeah. Well, actually, you would be shocked at the amazing outfits that the bearded competitors show up on stage with.
Awesome.
They got everything from tuxedos to Captain Ahab outfits.
Perfect. I love it. That was a great segue. Speak Out and the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show brought to you by The Chair. Also, Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, Doritos Place, The Lewis Team, Remax by The Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Don't forget Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, the exclusive Havasu Pioneers Radio Show sponsor. Man, they were there on the ground floor, right?
Right.
They were there. They've been there. Anyway, back to the show.
Awesome. So I have Jacob Trust online with us today. He is a well-known judge and competitor around the country. And he's been talking with us a little bit about how the competitions go around the country when he goes to them and how Havasu rated pretty well as one of the neat places to compete. And we have Jim Rosensweet, who actually is one of the founding members of the event, with us today in the studio. And so the thing I've got to make sure that we take time out for is to make sure that all our listeners understand how this event was made possible. We have over 20 sponsors, and I'm quickly going to run through the Lake Havasu Boat Patrol and the in Britain Automotive are the primary promoters in the event this year. Beano Flooring actually called in to be our first primarily title sponsor, and Radio Central, we've never been able to do it without having them involved with our event. Tracy and Steve have done an amazing job about supporting this event each year. And Havasu Pest Control jumped in. Michelle, got to thank you very much. Really appreciate your help. London Bridge Resort could not have done it without the award possibilities that the Dixie Belle has provided with Keith Fernung. And we're pretty excited about that. Havasu Memorial Walkway actually jumped in and gave the event a special section of the walkway this year, and Burgers by the Bridge, The Chair, Deep Grip, and the Flying X Saloon were all part of it. And we've got several other sponsors that you'll find online and during the event. We'll make sure that they're on our banner and that they're well mentioned during the award ceremony. We've got something very special that has happened in the last 30 days, and I'm glad Jacob's online to hear it with us. We got our phone call from the mayor's office, and we have made it clear that this is a very old and one of two surviving Lake Havasu London Bridge Days events from when the bridge was put in the ground in 1971. And the mayor, Cal Sheehy, will be on hand during the award ceremony to present to Jim and the rest of the organization a proclamation of the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Competition for Lake Havasu City, Arizona. And I got to tell you, folks, that's a really big honor coming from our city and our mayor. Can't thank them enough for that. And people like Jacob and Patrick Dawson and Lori and all the folks that jumped in to help us, Emily Diver, and just an array of folks that have supported bringing this event back and made it much stronger into a national event. Can't thank all of you enough. Jacob, you've got somebody you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly mention that Mama Bee's Photography, Becca Zariga and Keith Zariga. They're going to be doing the photographs for the competitors and photographs throughout the event. So when you do show up to the event, make sure and get your photographs taken, because they're going to be a big part of this. Everyone gets a everyone who participates gets a gets to have their personal pictures taken, and they are very professional, so make sure and get that done.
So we're also looking for a videographer. If anybody happens to have that talent, please reach out to us. You can find us on the Havasu Pioneers page or the Lake Havasu Boat Patrol page. So, by the way, I had mentioned that there's two original Havasu Pioneers Days, excuse me,
London Bridge Days
mm-hmm. events, and so the beard contest is one of them. The other one is the London Bridge the London Bridge Parade, which goes down McCulloch Boulevard.
That's what I thought.
And I got to tell you, that is one of our favorite events as well. We're big supporters of that, and I think everybody in the city comes down to McCulloch to watch that.
I want to mention, too, the London Bridge Days Parade this year, free. If you want to enter, it's free. Don't
yes.
listen to the people out there, all
right? That's right.
It's free, free, and free.
And, you know, that's what we have in common as London Bridge Days events, is that the whole idea behind it was for a community that wasn't didn't have big pockets, so that you could bring the family down to these events and enjoy yourself.
I'm talking about participating, too.
I understand.
It's free, free.
I understand.
All right. Now the, you know how the Havasu rumor mill gets.
Yes, I understand.
All right.
I do. So, you know, Jacob, thank you so much for being with us today. And we'll look forward to seeing you. You're going to be competing this year.
Yes, I will be competing this year, along with a bunch of other great competitors. It looks to be like an amazing show. I can't wait. Like I've mentioned to you before, I've been coming to Lake Havasu since, hell, I was only a few months old. And I'm 41 now, and so Lake Havasu has been a huge part of my life, and I do feel like it's, you know, part of me as a person, so it's always great to support something that's going on out there.
Well, we really appreciate it, Jacob. Again, thanks so much for being on the show with us today, and we're, you know, it's humbling to actually see this event come back alive and be so supported by the community right. and those outside of the community. So for our next show, it's going to be on November 5th, and I'll have a pretty interesting topic. We're going to try to shore it up. You'll see it online, but we're probably going to be talking about a very unique and strange story about Havasu Estates out there by the Sphere. We have a couple people that have the insight on that, so we'll look forward to having everybody then.
Thanks, Jacob. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
All right, you too. You know, I wanted to mention, Dan, he's 41. Do you remember 41? Because I barely do. I'm 20 years past that. But it's good to see someone from that younger generation than us that's so interested in a Pioneers event.
Is that a test?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying.
Are you testing me?
He said 41. I've always associated this when I look at the pictures with an older crowd.
I don't even remember what I had for lunch yesterday. So, you know. Yeah.
Jim's going 41.
41?
Just saying, guys. All right.
Half a lifetime ago.
I know, right, Jim?
All right. You ready to go then? All right, there it is right there. Number 70, Bites the Dust, right?
Man, I got to tell you, it's been an amazing 70. 71 right. coming up.
For you or the show?
The show, 71. Marks the year I moved here. I'm all about it.
He's got the memory issue, right? I'm giving him grief.
That's right.
All right. Folks, jump over to the archive if you missed any of this show. It's at KNTRtalk.com. Just look for Havasu Pioneers Radio Show with Dan De Los Santos. That's on the title.
Yep, and I want to thank Jim Rosensweet for being in the studio with us today. Jim, thank you so much for being here, my friend.
All right, good
and
to see you again,
thank you for
Jim.
The event.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'll let you know who's on tomorrow.
Another one bites the dust, and another one gone.
that's why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
All right, welcome back to Speak Out, the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Again, KNTRtalk.com. Look for the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show tab with Dan DeLaSantos. I'll be on tomorrow. Ryan Frueworth is going to call in. I know you people in Bullhead City know who Ryan Frueworth is. He used to be with the recreation department there. Ryan is now in Kingman, and the city of Kingman is hosting the Kings of Kingman Cornhole Tournament. It's coming up later this month. You'll want to check out that interview with Ryan. Also, a little sound advice with Brian Springberg. Haven't confirmed Brian yet, but you know how he likes to hear the sound of his voice on the radio. I'm sure he'll be here. And then head coach, of course, Carl Thompson from the Lake Havasu High School Fighting Knights. They're taking on Buckeye this Friday. I'll be there along with Jim Chaney. We're going to call that game. The 4-1 Knights head into Buckeye, and it's the conference game for the Knights. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Stay with us all afternoon on KNTR Talk.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.